sheep into the slightly different from what they are, when we talk in sheep to her.
Welcome to Strange Familiars, covering a range of topics from the paranormal, cryptids, mythology, the occult, hauntings, UFOs, weird history, and folklore. Wherever you are listening to Strange Familiars, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or any other service, please subscribe and click the like button, and share the Strange Familiars pages and stories on Facebook and other social media. If you have experienced something strange, or if you know a story you would like us to cover, email strangefamiliarspodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/strangefamiliars. And of course, you can always find us at strangefamiliars.com.
Welcome to Strange Familiars. If you like what we do and you want to help us out, please consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/strangefamiliars. $3 a month gets you extra content. We try to do a full extra show every month just for our patrons. But we do some other stuff as well. This month, besides the extra show, we gave everybody a free live album I recorded at the Haunted Church. We had a stakeout there last week. And there are other levels of support as well. You can go in at higher levels and get things like t-shirts, stickers, pins, and more. I want to take this time, of course, to thank all of our current patrons. You guys are really helping out. You guys make the show happen. Thank you very much. And again, that's patreon.com/strangefamiliars. Thank you. So before we get on with tonight's show, I want to talk a little bit about Flannelman, the Flannelman episode. We got a really good response from that. Got a couple more Flannelman stories that came in. One I'm going to share with you in a little bit. I did want to make a note. I had contacted Nurse with Wound to ask them if we could use their music from Thunder Perfect Mind. If you remember during Allison's segment, she said that's what we were listening to when she had her Flannelman experience. About an hour after I published the episode, Steve Stapleton, the mastermind behind Nurse with Wound, responded to my request and said, yes, of course, go ahead and use the music. So he had given me permission, but it just came too late. It wasn't his fault. I asked him very late in the process. I think I asked him 2 days before the deadline or something like that. So it's certainly not his fault, but I did want to note that he was nice enough to give us permission. The episode was just already done by the time I got his permission. But I'll go ahead and throw a link to Nurse with Wounds Bandcamp in the links if you want to hear some creepy music, and give a thanks to Steve Stapleton. So even though we didn't get a chance to use the music, thank you at least for giving us permission. That would have been a really cool part of the episode, but just came a little bit too late. Like I said, it's not Steve's fault. It was my fault for asking him too late. I didn't think about it until the last minute. So speaking of Flannelman, I got a really interesting email. This comes from JD from New Mexico, and he talks about his Flannelman experience and his thoughts on it. So I'm just going to read an excerpt from his email. JD gave me permission to read this. He says, I tend to listen to podcasts a lot in order to get to sleep. However, the auditory stimuli of podcasts can sometimes work against my sleeping state, as I'm often jolted awake by obnoxious loud closing music or sudden laughter. I've also experienced a higher degree of sleep paralysis since listening to podcasts when I go to sleep. While I can't remember to which podcast I was listening on the night I saw Flannelman, I remember the closing music was some obnoxious metal music with heavy electric gut-wrenching guitar chords. I didn't like it, it woke me up, or at least I thought it woke me up. I was lying in bed with my eyes open and paralyzed. Funny enough, as much as I loathe the metal music, it also had a motivational effect. It made me angry. I don't know why I felt so angry. I'm actually quite the pacifist in real life, and I'd really hurt so much as a spider. I've noticed that every time I've had sleep paralysis, I respond with panic, desperation, and anger. Sleep paralysis is a realm unto its own, and I've grown to recognize its strange atmosphere when I'm suddenly in it. It's like being awake, alone, and plastered against my bed. It's an oppressive feeling like a claustrophobic might feel in a tight space. It always comes accompanied with the proverbial sense that there's an unmistakable presence of a darker entity residing in my room. On several occasions during sleep paralysis, I've sat there helpless in bed while these dark shadowy hands do some kind of surgical Reiki over me. Sometimes I just wake up, and other times my wife has awoken me from violent fits of hyperventilation. This night was no different. I sensed there was a presence, not in my room, but in the hallway in my house. I was paralyzed, angry, and I wanted to break free, and I felt an opportunity presented itself to do so. It was my goal to break free from the bonds of this condition. I managed to move one hand, then another, then my feet. It was as if there were 100-pound weights strapping me to the bed. Finally, I managed to get myself out of bed and onto my feet. Then I cripplingly made my way to the door of my bedroom, dragging my feet along the way as if dragging a ball and chain. I creeped the door open and peered down the hallway, and there he was. Startled, he turned around looking at my direction without really looking at me. It was Flannel Man. I was the ghost, and he was the experiencer. He looked annoyed, as if dealing with a bird having escaped its cage. He wore dark trousers and a red flannel, which didn't seem out of place for the attire of a day laborer in New Mexico. He was clean-shaven with short dark hair. The way he stood confidently in the hallway of my home invoked a sense as if I was in his house, not him in mine. I hated him for this. How dare he do this? I felt such vicious hatred for this man. One weird detail. Some dreamlike intuition made me want to call this guy Mike. I wanted to summon my strength to attack him. Then I woke up back in bed, exhausted and sweating. JD continues. My thoughts on this Flannel Man person. I was always super perplexed by the experience and thought about it frequently. It was thanks to an interview you were doing with one of your experiencer listeners when you made an off-the-cuff remark about Flannel Man that I had my GTFO moment. I've had a few experiences I'd place in the realm of high strange or paranormal, but I've never divulged them hardly to anyone, nor do I ever really plan to. I'm happy to be a silent listener. It wasn't until I listened to your first Flannel Man dedicated episode and listened to the interview you did with your wife that I've kind of fell in love with you guys and felt a pang to pass along my own story. I agree with your wife to an extent that this is some Jungian symbol to which we're all collectively reverting. Even that possibility strikes me as such an amazing phenomenon. But at the same time, it's the little details in common in the stories that perplex me. Jung was about visual symbols. This Flannel Man has a collective response and mannerism in his encounters. Also, similar to your wife, I can connect my Flannel Man experience to the stimuli of creepy metal music to which I was subjected to hearing that sparked my paralysis. It's like the music and the emotions it prompted in me sparked the paralysis and summoned this entity. It makes me think of the Haitian voodoo Loa and how voodoo practitioners use certain rhythms, symbols, and symbols to enter into a trance and summon such characters as Baron Samedi. So thank you, JD, for sending that. That was really, really interesting. And once again, we have the idea that Flannel Man was surprised at being caught or being seen. And of course, there are a lot of other similar features to his sighting, as there were to the others we heard. Thanks so much, JD. If any of you guys have more Flannel Man experiences, I'd love to hear about them. You can email them, like JD did, or if you want to come on the show and talk about them, we'd love to have you on the show. So for this week's episode, we are going back to Site 7. If you haven't listened to the first two Site 7 episodes, you might want to go ahead and listen to those to get some background on the area. It's just a very strange place. Site 7's just the code name we gave to it. It started out as what seemed like maybe Bigfoot activity, and maybe still is, but there's lots of other strange things going on there. People talking about drones flying around. I saw some drones kind of in the area. You'll hear me talk with James about that. We saw something, a flash of movement there one night. We've heard things there. We recorded a lot of weird audio. That's in the second Site 7 episode. You can hear that. There's been like kind of ghostly activity, and Jeff and Lori were talking about some odd stuff they experienced there, including another unidentified kind of cryptid animal creature that Lori saw. James and I, when we hiked in there one time, we got lost in the woods, in about an acre of woods that we should not have gotten lost in. Josh Cutchin informed me this is called being pixie-led, and that seems to have been the case. There was no reason for us to get lost in that little strand of woods. So it's just overall just a really, really weird area. Jeff, the fellow from the first episode, I believe he talks in that episode about it, but even since, he's been telling me about these weird lights he sees in the woods at Site 7. James R. and I, not the usual James you hear on the podcast, but James R. and I went up to Site 7 one night in January. It was the 21st. And I wanted to see these lights that Jeff kept talking about. Well, sure enough, we saw them. They are very, very strange. You'll hear me describe them to James K. And you will hear on-site audio of us there that night. Jeff thinks these lights are eyeshine. And I think when I talk to both of the James about it, I sound very doubtful about this. And I want to say, Jeff might be right. That might be what it is. And even at times when I was up there and we saw the lights, I thought, well, maybe that is it, just because we were looking for any explanation. The truth is, I don't know what they are. They're very, very strange. I don't think they're eyeshine, but that doesn't mean that Jeff's wrong. They may very well be. So what you'll hear is a little discussion I had with James K. We were at the haunted church, and I wanted to tell him about the lights and get his remarks. That will be followed by on-site audio. The night we saw the lights, it starts with a little discussion between James R. and myself. Then there's a short clip of some kind of something in the woods. There's a higher pitched thing, which I think is a fox, but you can also hear a lower kind of growling as well. After that, it goes right into a long segment where we talk about the lights. We describe what we're seeing as we see them. Because all of the following audio was recorded on site, the discussion between James K. and I was recorded at the Haunted Church. That episode's coming up. We have a lot of audio to go through. And the rest of it was recorded at Site 7 with James R., Jeff, and myself. The audio is uneven. The levels are uneven because this is all live on-site recording. I did the best I could to even them out, but please forgive the audio levels. Like I said, they're a little uneven. I think it's listenable. I think it's better than the first Site 7 episode. So here we go, more Site 7 weirdness. We're still in the haunted church in Columbia, but I wanted to go over something else that happened. The other James and I went out to Site 7 one night. You couldn't make it, and he was moving. So it was like one of his last nights here. And he's like, oh, I really want to go out, you know, one more time, kind of thing. Jeff, who was on the first Site 7, you know, he talks about lights in the woods up there.
Right.
He still thinks they're eyeshine. He still says they're eyeshine. Right. He says it's eyeshine. And he says he sees it every time he goes up there.
But in our experiences, being up there, we've not seen the lights or the eyeshine.
I have not yet. Well, I hadn't
up
yet.
Until, yeah.
Until this.
Right.
So I go up with the other James, with JR. And we're up there for a time, probably half an hour, something like that. And I'm looking down the sort of main path. I'm trying not to give away too much.
Sure.
But the sort of main path where we saw the white flash go across.
Right.
Right there. I'm looking right down that, thinking that is kind of where the lights Jeff saw were. I'm not seeing anything. I'm looking around and I'm getting kind of like, you know, where are these lights? Well, all of a sudden, I looked to the left of that, just right into the trees. And I'm looking there, and my eyes are adjusting to the darkness. And all of a sudden, I see a light. And I said to James, we got lights.
And he said, I don't know if it's on tape or if he told me later, but he said he thought I was, he's like, you're seeing things. There's no lights here. And he came over and I showed him where it was, and sure enough, it was a light. One single light. Now that's, I'm guessing 100 to 200 yards into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's out there. We were out there.
Right.
There's no houses in that direction.
No houses in that direction at all.
I'm looking at this light and I see another light off to the left of it. I have my glasses on, so just to make sure I'm seeing as well as I can, because sometimes when I'm hiking I don't have my glasses on, though lately I've taken to wearing them. I'm a little bit nearsighted, but this night I had my glasses on. JR, he sees fine. And I'm talking to him. I was like, do you see that and do you see the other one? He says, yeah, I see another one. And then he pointed out a third one to the left of that.
Wow.
These are single lights. So now I'm thinking, like, what's going on? And I'm kind of, like, thinking, like, what about those drones? Those kids were talking about that. Those drones. Like, is it a drone in there? And then I'm like, well, no, it's in the trees. Nobody's flying a drone.
No.
And the first one moves very gradually up. Slowly. I don't know what it, like, Jeff explains it as if it's something standing up. And you see the eye, and you are seeing the eyes going up. That's how he explains that movement. Like something slowly standing up. And it would be about that speed.
Sure.
I don't think it's eye shot. I'm just going to say that. And I don't think James or thought it was eyeshine either. That said, it's weird. So he has a laser pointer. It's like a 10-mile laser pointer or something. A really powerful laser
yeah,
pointer.
Yeah, yeah. It was the green one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he starts shining this laser pointer at him. I'm like, let's see if you can hit it with the laser pointer. He hit it with the laser pointer, and it turned red. You could tell when he hit it with the laser pointer. They were whitish. And he'd shine that laser pointer around, and when he would hit it, lights would go red, and then they'd go out. Not blink out, they'd sort of boop, kind of slowly go out.
Like almost contracting into nothing.
Yep, and then 30 seconds to a minute would go by, and they'd come on again in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So if it had raised up in the air and he hit it, and it turned red, it would come on low again. So I call Jeff up, and I'm like, Jeff, you're right. There's lights out here, and he's like, and Jeff thinks it's eyeshine. Still, like to this day, he thinks it's Bigfoot in the trees. They have sentinels or something, and they're there all the time. And he says they're always in that same place. I don't think so. I really don't.
No. It doesn't explain the single lights, and it doesn't explain the color change.
Two lights at a distance his idea is that it's, we're looking at eyes, but at a distance they become one light.
Mm.
Except we also watched the lights change shape. So they went into bars. We saw them stretch into bars. Jeff comes up, he brings binoculars. So now we're looking at him through binoculars. The other James said he saw it go into like a ring. He described a ring of LEDs. It went from one light into a ring of lights. And then back to one light.
Wow.
He saw it stretch into a bar through the binoculars. They're changing colors. They went slightly, they went everything from green to red to white.
What was Jeff's response to this after being up there and seeing this?
He says that they change colors depending on if they're angry or not. So the angry Bigfoot is red.
Do they also change shapes? Like, it doesn't...
Yeah, it's weird. Like, so I am not on the eyeshine train at this point.
Right.
Hey, maybe Jeff's right. I don't know. But to me, it just doesn't seem like I'm in a weird light train.
Yeah.
It is there's a weird set of lights up there. I don't know what it is. I can't wait to take you out to show you. But Jeff was right when he talked about there being weird lights up there. There's weird lights up there. And
I wonder if, you know, when we ran into those kids that were out there messing around that night, I wonder if what they saw was a drone, or if they're just so used to the technology and seeing drones and stuff these days that they just assumed what they were looking at was drone.
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't.
Right.
Because they were talking about, what, blue light or something like that, some sort of light.
I forget.
Yeah.
But I know they were talking. They accused us of flying that drone over
there. The thing about and this is like, I know a lot more about drones now than I did when we did that, when we were out there for that last summer, and like you don't fly a drone in an area like that.
No.
You know what I mean? And like, you know, even like high quality, like the higher the quality, like the more safety features there are, like obviously. So I've seen very, very generic drones, and I've gotten to check out and see how the expensive high-end drones work. The ones like the news would use, right, for filming and stuff like that. And those things are able to do facial recognition. So you can program in someone's face into those things, and it'll follow that person as they walk around, and you can control what angle it follows them at and stuff.
Wow. Like,
really, really interesting stuff. But here's the thing, it needs to be open space. You can't fly those things in areas where there's trees, because there's sensors that keep it from hitting things.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where it's like,
you can't get it down in the trees, yeah. And
no, around. You can't get it down that far into the woods. I mean, you could fly it over,
right,
the woods, and you could, but like to keep it on a path, and like those things also, they don't have very long battery life. So whomever would have been flying a drone out there in the middle of the night that night couldn't have been that far away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because there's also that. Like, if you have,
well, then where were they though?
The crappier the drone, the more generic the drone, the less battery and the less distance you have to work with. You know, you almost have to have a line of sight with the drone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have to, like,
unless you have a high end drone where you're able to use your phone to see what it's seeing, and you're able to, you know, like, mm-hmm. You're getting into like thousands of dollars,
right,
of dronage.
Just to fly around some kids at night.
Which doesn't make any sense, yeah, at all. So the more I think about that, and the more that I've learned about drones over the last few months, because I you know, I have a friend that is with the news, and he had to get a pilot's license, actually. He mm-hmm. had to get a pilot's license to be able to fly this drone. And he was explaining to me how it works, the intricacies with it, right? And it was really, really interesting. And as he's talking about it, I was thinking about those kids talking about the drone flying over their head. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, because they wouldn't be able to get a drone into the woods.
It didn't make any sense at the time.
No.
And again, they accused us. But, they said, you guys are flying a drone over our heads. And we didn't have a drone. We couldn't have seen anyway.
I would be terrified to try to fly a drone through there, even on the path.
Especially during the summer when it's all grown up. And I mean, it looks very different there now. You can,
right.
When we were there,
I wonder if we would, if those lights would be able to be seen during the summertime.
No way. That's what Jeff said, and I guarantee no.
Well,
way.
Then we got to get out there again before the trees get tricked by nature into thinking that it's going to be summertime before.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. The whole mood of being in that, the one area that we tend to hang out at mm-hmm. night,
was very different.
It's very different because there's just the leaves are off the trees, and all the foliage and stuff is down right now. Right. So you nothing can get, like when we were there, things could get close to us and we would not see them because right. everything was grown up.
And we could hear it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like things were coming right up, you know.
But with the foliage gone, it's like, instead of hearing it, you're seeing it.
Well, we heard some stuff too.
You did?
We did hear some stuff, and James R. said he saw something like stand up on the hill up there, like a silhouette or something, you know, stand up, something big. I believe that's on the tape too.
Wow.
So, you know, that stuff's still happening, and now these weird lights, which are, And Jeff says they're always in the same place.
This stuff goes together. Like the stories of the lights and these and Bigfoot, things like this seem to sort of be in the same locations, right?
And speaking of drones, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, or I know I told you.
Oh, right, yeah.
So Allison and I both saw this, and again, I don't know if I already talked about this, but we were on the road, we were driving, and she says, "Look at that." And we're near, I'd say we're north of Site 7 at this point. We see first one, then a second of these craft drones. I don't know what they were. They're nothing like I've ever seen before. I want to call them drones just because they didn't look like planes. Normal planes, you know what I mean? That I could kind of draw them maybe, but there was like, they were shaped weird. And they weren't small. These were, to my guess, is like the size of a car, if not a small like commuter plane kind of
wow.
thing.
Wow. So yeah, I mean, the military does fly drones
right.
large like that.
Right. And but the thing is, like, these weren't shaped like the drones.
They weren't shaped like planes.
Yeah, they weren't shaped like
the drones. Because the bigger drones tend to take on the shape of, like, an
right.
airplane.
Right. Thing flies over the road, follows the road to the river.
But how high up would you estimate?
So like a low plane, like
because that would actually eliminate a lot of things to know how high up it was.
So like a low plane, like an ultralight.
Okay.
So fairly close to
the ground. That's higher than like anything outside of a commercial drone would probably.
If this was a drone, it has to be either commercial or military. It has to be.
This
just
moving,
the size of it.
The speed of it. What would you say the speed was like?
Not super fast, but faster than. You know, right. faster than the helicopter drone.
Say, yeah. Say. Okay.
So it follows the road out to the river, makes a hard right turn, like angular right turn on the river, and goes up the river towards the direction of, or well, I guess down the river, goes south
of 7.
Over top the river towards Site 7 from where we were. Now, I don't know if it has anything to do with Site 7, but it was one, and then another one followed it. Did the same movement, same hard right turn, right over the river, like turned on a dime, and went.
And this is like during the daytime.
During bright day.
Wow. And
Allison saw it too. I don't know what she would say they were. But she thinks they're, I think, some kind of drone.
I would love to see if you know, before the night's over, you do a sketch of what.
I'll try. It was weird looking. I'll try. Like
yeah,
it had
I'd
like
be really
these
curious.
Different parts. And
because
stuff.
I can check and see if that's something that exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't see wings at the angle I was at. That's how low it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I couldn't make out wing. Presumably it had wings, but I don't know. But
I think you know, and maybe they're not using them anymore. But like the military was using the drones that were kind of like Pangasus with wings.
Yeah, and I've actually seen one of those flying like.
Those are like the size of a car, right?
Yeah.
The wings are longer.
Mm-hmm.
The wings have some spread on them, but I don't know why it would be flying around there.
Yeah.
Other than someone else knows about and what's going on over there, or there's other.
We were going to something. I forget where we were
something
headed.
Completely unrelated.
Yeah, we had no. We had to be somewhere, so it's not like
so,
we're like
so
trying to chase
so
these things
what's
down.
What's interesting to me about all this is the fact that like we know about this, and that seems to be too close for comfort that there would be like potentially someone flying drones over that area. Like, what are they looking for?
I mean, it just seemed odd.
Yeah,
like we were sort of close to it, but when they headed that direction, I just went. Just because there was all this drone talk regarding
it's a lot of stuff. Really weird. There's a lot of really weird stuff with this area.
Yeah.
It's just inexplicably strange things going on there. Because we had our experience that doesn't fit into the drone or the eye shine or the lights.
Yeah.
You know, we experienced something completely different.
And
or did we? Or is
may
it,
or may
is
not
it,
have
or
been
is
a Bigfoot.
Is it part of this? Is it this? Is a flip side of the same coin? Like, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a big freaking question.
Yeah, we gotta get back out there.
Yeah, definitely.
say anything about it, but see these trees on the ridge?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the light go away and come back, and I didn't move. Like something stepped between the trees.
See, that's, I saw that when we were here in the summer. See these, you see these lights in the here? And I, on the regular, saw something close off those lights, and I couldn't tell if it was maybe leaves. There was no wind, but you know.
There's a slight breeze. I'm not really sure there's more of them.
I got lights. They're dim, but they're in the trees. See what I mean?
I see two lights.
Yeah. Yeah, if you move at all.
Oh, there it is. There's a couple of them.
Hit it with the laser.
Right there, right?
Yeah.
There's one over there, too.
Yep. He's right. It changes color. It changed to red.
That is right there.
Yep. Yep. It changed to red.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Changed to red and went away.
Yep. That's got real bright. It's moving up. Up. They're moving. Now it's as bright as I've seen it. You gotta be right on it. You see it? Step in front of me. Yeah, that's it. Now, see, is it moving up? Does it look like it's moving up to you?
It disappeared on me.
And the red one is back in the same position. It is not quite red yet, but it seems like it's getting ready to turn.
Right there.
Yep. Went red.
It's blinking.
Yeah. Man, that is weird. There's nothing down there. The one to the left.
Now it's all off to the right.
Oh, see, I lost it.
This red one, it's, well, there is a light. I don't know if it's the one.
Right.
There's a light over. It's like it moved diagonally up and to the right. It was red and then it went away.
Do they look like they're moving to you, or is that just me?
I can't tell what this one in the woods, because every time I move, I'm losing it behind stuff.
Yeah. And the one on the right just turned red again. And turn back.
Yep.
He's right. They change colors. Jeez.
I'm not in your way, am I?
No. I can look right over your shoulder.
There.
Yep. Now it's an amberish.
Blinky. Yeah, getting brighter. Now it's sort of staticky. Oh, it moved.
Yep.
And then it went out.
Yep.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That is weird.
There's
one right there too.
Is there? Yeah. Let me get, see if I can.
Right there.
I can't get that one.
Nope, there it is. And it went away. See it?
I don't see that one, but I'm like the one on the left lit up real bright for me, so I was looking at that for a second.
It's right there.
I'm trying to get that one.
Look off to one side and use your peripheral. That's what catches it.
Uh-huh.
It's there.
That's how I first saw them at all.
Yeah. See, that one, that one's kind of coming and going. That one's just sort of... Whoa, doing one of those. Yep, yep. Tiny and red. And now the one down here is back.
Yep. What the heck is going on?
Blue to my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's getting long, like a rod. And it is moving.
They're sort of bouncing a little bit, right? Like,
yep. That is f***ing weird.
Yeah, and the one on the left just went purple and then went out.
It did this and it got long like a rod. It was bright red and it went out.
Yeah, I don't... Now, Jeff said he sees two of them together when he looks through binoculars.
I don't have my binoculars.
Yeah, mine are shit, so they wouldn't. Man, if you just get it at the right angle, they hit bright.
That one on the right's oscillating colors.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I got binoculars.
They change colors?
One always right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, do you?
And there's usually one to the left of him low.
And what, you got one up here?
Yeah, on the left.
One of these, he's changed to a rod, red rod.
See, now he's orange.
Yep.
Yeah. He's always there. Okay. And he's usually one to the left, a little lower, and sometimes going back.
Yeah,
over.
Yep, there's
we
one.
We see all three of those up. That you described.
But I look at them on binoculars, and they'll be like here, and in my binoculars, they'll go shoo,
yeah,
straight up in
well,
the air.
Well, that's what they look like they're moving.
Well, that one, it'll...
I have watched lower. Them when I come up here, there's two together, and I've watched one walk all the way over here to the left. And every night I come up, I'm like, am I sure I'm not seeing lights out in the city? But I'm not.
No, there's nothing out there. What's
I usually get their attention.
I don't want to blind you, but I have a laser up and trying to interact with it.
I don't think it's really
no, I don't think so.
They're so far out there. Now you know why I meant about walking out with a glow stick
mm-hmm.
to try to get a judgment of how far they're going. I can't tell if they're up in a tree or not because of how high up in the air they are. They probably saw me pull in. I see two of them. They go from green to orange.
We've seen them go
I've
from
seen
the
blue,
bluish
orange,
yeah.
red,
amber. Yeah,
we saw them go red a couple times.
So the one that's lower to the left that turns amberish and orange, it feels like a rod. Around.
I don't know if the guy in the middle or what they're doing. If they're just keeping a lookout. There's a guy up to the right.
Yeah, I think I'm catching that.
One way to the left, one in the middle, and then one up and to the right.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
And that one just went red. It went red, and now it's amber.
In the middle.
Is that
now it's brighter.
Yep.
Now it's orange looking. Now
yep.
It's
gone.
Now he just shut
blinked
off.
Out.
So did the other one. Now what? He came back on. I think they're Bigfoots with eye glow.
No idea. That is whatever it is crazy.
And I only think that because of the stories and
well yeah.
Can I borrow your
Yeah, I see them all the time. Sometimes even
I thought I saw
minutes, I
for
back.
A second two together. You know what I mean? Like eyes.
First time I came up, there was two together. I watched one walk to the left over here.
Like one single light.
Yep. Now, when Lori was here, when she first caught the two eyes, they were right here.
Really?
Because she was taking pictures of these lights up here.
Oh.
And it just happened to get in one of her pictures that I noticed. So he was right on this bank.
Like high up or closer to the car?
About halfway.
Because when I had my Jeep parked pretty much right there, it got hit by a stone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But
okay, that looked like a blink.
Yeah, it was the summer.
Sometimes you'll see them rise up in the air like it's like they just stood up.
Yeah,
that's not my hands shaking either.
No.
It stood up.
Because for a minute I thought it was just my eyesight. Like, right. I thought, like, I'm just seeing it, like, they look like they're moving, but they're not. But they move.
Yeah. I don't see the one that's usually way off here to the left. But these two are always in this position. Like, one seems higher, but he's further back.
Man, that is wild.
And I don't know if they're in trees or on the ground.
Bam, just went out. One to the right.
I watched it go from like a circle to a rod, and it went out. What the f*** is that?
The rod could be they just move their head, and you're catching the trail of it moving. But I don't ever see two eyes, but there's...
I thought I did for a second, but it could be, you know, looking through the binoculars, right, or something.
Now, I've seen some guys on YouTube that have eyes glow like this, and they look pretty much... Dang.
Really?
Yeah.
If you, like, link me to those videos if you, okay, if you can.
Okay, the one guy in Texas has them in his yard all the time. He goes out and talks to them and they light up. You know, the road here goes right to them.
I know, I've hiked this.
But you gotta go down and it goes like this,
yep,
and then back up.
What are you?
I don't know what they are.
That thing is too low. That's not a star.
No.
I see them all the time.
That is in the woods.
Now, I don't hear anything tonight. Some nights I'll hear something. Like, when the dog was barking, I was hearing shit.
Well, we heard, like I said, probably a fox. Man, if you hit him at the right angle, they light up.
Yeah. But that one's getting brighter. Now,
one to the left is the hardest one to catch. It must be behind more... the others.
Yeah, I don't know. I
don't know what that is.
Yeah,
it's either Bigfoot or it's aliens.
Or some kind of, I don't know. Yes,
orbs. It's not an orb because they're in the same spot every time.
If it was somebody dipped some glow-in-the-dark paint, put it on a limb or something, it would be constant.
Right.
It wouldn't, I mean, I guess it could appear to come and go behind foliage. There's no leaves,
right,
to do that.
Yeah,
and there's no wind.
And
not really.
This has been going on for me since last winter.
It just lit up bright.
And I'm telling you, last winter, they were in the same place.
I can understand. Okay, so let's say there's wind we don't know about, right? And it's blowing something in front of it. That would make it go out, but...
Wouldn't make it change color. Wouldn't make it change shape.
Or light up brighter.
Right.
Like, not, you know what I mean? Like,
they
that's
turn
not,
off like on switch.
That.
It's like, boop, they go off.
Yeah, exactly.
And the one up to the right is red again and out. Jesus. Now it's on, reddish.
Drives you crazy because you want to see more, but this is all you really see.
You know, those three things are over there going, what are those noises? There's three distinct voices.
They probably got someone sneaking up here watching us.
Well, they do want to keep your attention, right?
But what are they doing is my question. Are they just keeping an eye out?
So here's the thing. There's two lights on top of this hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are obviously what they are.
Right. They are.
And if you move...
There's actually four of them up
yeah,
there.
If you move around, they'll kind of come and go.
But not in the same way.
Not like this.
No.
It's a constant color.
Yeah.
Maybe you see one stand up when you're looking at him, and all of a sudden it looks like it rises 10 feet in the air. You know, I come here in the daytime and look out through there with my binoculars to try to get an idea, and they must be way out. I've come here at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's the same thing.
Can you see that one?
Yep.
Right there, ish.
Yeah.
I caught it for a second.
He's orange right now. I always was told the orange is danger. Like, if they're communicating with each other. Green means it's cool.
Well, that's Hopefully that works to our advantage.
And orange is usually, you know, warning.
Yeah, there it is. I see it turned orange.
The guy on the very left is lit up.
Standing over here and you're like, I've got lights over here. I was like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy on the left just stood up.
Is that what happened? He went out for me, but maybe he just raised up and I can't see him from where I am.
Oh.
The guy on the far right almost looks like he's up and afraid.
That's what I thought.
There's one.
This one? Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, do that again. Put it right on him. I almost saw him.
If I can.
Whatever you did, he was lit up.
If I can. I'm looking.
One on the right is red, amber.
There.
Yep.
Yeah, there's another guy over here to the left of where you just shined.
I saw it. It kind of flickered on and flickered off.
Right there.
Yep, I see him too.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't understand because it's not just a reflection.
No.
If it was just a reflection, it would be...
Static.
I've been ruling all that.
Well, like, what could be providing enough light to bounce it like that?
Nothing.
And why would it change color?
Those things... Something living out there that can make its eyes glow.
Is this what people say they see around Bigfoot all the time?
Mm-hmm.
These kind of lights?
Yeah.
Well, orbs too, but...
These aren't orbs.
And orbs tend to move.
Move.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Drift, like there.
Now, I've hiked this whole side of this hill,
mm-hmm.
and that big tree that got thrown at us or whatever was right up here, right on the left-hand side. We were coming down over into this hollow back to the vehicle when it happened.
The color changes are just fascinating.
When he shined
that, it went red.
Went out.
It went red when you did that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You not liking my laser?
The other guy still lit up.
You must have hit it dead on that time. Cause I swear, as soon as you turn it on, as soon as you turn it off, it went like red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to piss him off.
I'm guessing they can light up the ground in front of them and see what they're doing.
Man, that's crazy, though.
Doesn't make sense.
Right? Like, biologically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they see in a different wavelength than
completely,
they provide.
Completely
and
different.
It's just outside their...
Yeah, that's true.
Those fucking things might be aliens. You have no clue what they can do.
I don't know.
I mean, Bigfoot could be part alien.
Oh, yeah. So no, we don't... Yeah.
I've had too many people see eye glow to say that they're crazy.
I agree. Too many people are... Oh, man. It goes red.
I'm
amber.
Not saying
red.
That every Bigfoot can do it, but...
Maybe just the ones with that badge for their...
I think there's more than we initially thought.
They're all three.
Unless they're really moving around.
Yep.
Yep. And it went red, dude.
He's moving. You see that?
I lost him.
He's moving. Right there.
Yeah.
That is moving.
Yeah.
It's moving to the right.
Yep.
And away.
Yeah, I agree.
And now this guy's really bright.
And it changed to a whitish. Red, amber.
Now it's moving up and left?
Yep.
What the f*** is that?
One in the middle went red and went out, while that went up to the left.
Now it's gone down. And it's brighter.
And there's one further to the left than any of the ones we saw before. You have to catch it right.
Oh, yep. There's two of them.
You see two of them?
I saw two of them.
Okay.
And there's another one back there where I haven't seen one before. What the f*** is going on?
I don't know, dude. And I think that is an owl. Maybe an owl and a dog, but...
Maybe it's dog owl.
Dog owl.
That's just what
don't,
we need.
Don't be confused with Owl Dog.
Oh yeah, dude, it's totally different.
So the
it's like the reverse centaur.
The ones to the left, correct me if I'm wrong, do they not seem closer to us?
Yes.
Than the okay.
They seem like they're further away diagonally to the right.
Those ones.
To my eyes. Mm-hmm. Now the one in the middle is...
The one in the middle is just bright.
Yeah, dude.
And out.
That's so weird.
See, now, with the naked eye, that one in the middle, I swear I'm seeing two. Side by side. Look, do you see two? And the one in the middle? And it's going up and down. With the binocular, Jeff, that one in the middle?
I see all kinds of
I can tell you know, it just gets bigger. Like it, there's a whole bunch like of this. LEDs.
Like if you're looking at a light, like
yeah.
All right, I have a theory.
When he gets real bright, it almost looks like a whole series of LEDs come in a big circle. Yeah, there's two of them up high now, to the right of the guy in the middle. And the guy down here to the left, he went totally out.
Okay. So, first things first, there's a source of light on the other side of those trees over the top of that hill that is providing some form of light. It could be eye shine from a reflective eye.
If that was any kind of animal other than a Bigfoot, I don't think we'd be able to see that little eye.
I sat and stared at the spot. What I saw just looked like a rod or something longer and tubular, like the end of a limb or, I don't know, an eye. It could be, I don't know. But while it was coming and going, I saw something very large moving in a tree up and to the right of it. Because of a light source on the other side of that hill, I can see a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And something very big. I was focused on the light, not that shadow. Whoa.
What do you got?
I saw three, four, maybe even five lights all around each other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It gets
and they
big.
Just sort of blinked and blinked and went out.
It's like a big circle of orange LED lights.
Well, these were pretty far apart from each other, but in the same vicinity, and they were all different colors and different height.
I'm not seeing them now. That, I don't know if they're moving behind trees or something, but I'll catch it real quick and then...
Well... It's not a star.
No.
It's not a glow-in-the-dark stick or paint or anything like that. It appears to be either a light source or a reflective surface, one or the other. The different colors, that sort of makes me think it's reflective because different surfaces at different angles will send back different lights out of the same light source. Based on how it's tinted and angled, etc. But I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Finally, I can say I'm one of those people that's seen the lights.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People talk about it, and I'm always like, oh, these people are crazy. No, there's, I don't know what that is.
I want to give just a little end note to this. Last week, on February 21st, so pretty much exactly a month since we were up there and saw the lights, I hiked into Site 7 just to see if I could find those lights. I went in during the day. I wanted to try to figure out if there was anything that could explain them. It was an interesting day. I was alone. I heard what may be wood knocks. You know, when you're alone in the woods, it's always hard to say. because you don't have someone else there with you to turn to and say, did you hear that, and what do you think that was? I don't believe they were woodpeckers, because they were just one loud crack. But again, I was by myself. Maybe my nerves or my imagination or whatever it is when you go to spooky places, maybe that was getting the best of me. I don't know. It was a very warm day, and it was not an easy hike. I didn't really find anything that could explain the lights. I did find a large tree formation. These are really hard to talk about in terms of Bigfoot, because I think a lot of what people post are probably just natural snow breaks and stuff. However, this was the top of a very large tree, which was balanced with the branches down in a little clearing where there were a bunch of other tree breaks around it and so forth. And there was no tree around it that this treetop came from. So I don't know. Could have been people. I don't know, but it was strange. It was strange to find that. The weirdest thing that happened all day is I got out my dowsing rods, which I carry with me in my hiking pack. Dowsing is probably a whole other show, but you can use dowsing rods to find things. Find lost things, find missing things. Some people say find treasure. My father used dowsing rods to find the well on our farm when we had to have a new well drilled. It's called water witching. So maybe I get some dowsing talent naturally, I don't know. Anyway, I got the dowsing rods out to try to see, you know, if they could help me find the source of the lights or find whatever it was hiding in the woods. I was standing with my back to the woods. I was standing in a clearing. And as soon as I got out my dowsing rods, it's like the woods behind me went nuts. Bunch of noise thrashing through the leaves. About 5-10 seconds maybe at most. Very, very strange. The dowsing rods did not help me find the source of the lights, so I don't know. Just another weird day at Site 7. I'm sure we'll be going back to Site 7, so stay tuned for more. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts. Music, books, art, podcasts, and more. DarkHollerArts.com. Intro and background music is by Stone Breath. Go to stonebreath.bandcamp.com for more.
Sadness on me, why crawl into my mind with scrying bowl and tarot card? What did you hope to find? Why tie some phantom to my heart to prove that it is there? Why hold my hand at midnight, but in daylight never dare? To me.